and that instead decided to support the Islamic fundamentalists or groups such as the Muslim Brotherhood. It's really quite difficult to understand why Washington and the European capitals would do something like that.
That's an absolutely amazing question. We are still trying to answer it, not just one book. I hope there'll be other authors who will go and investigate the inside of the governments, both in France and in the United States and elsewhere. In my view, the West in general made three mistakes. Number one, we do not understand that civil society was ready for an uprising in the Middle East. We completely relied either on the regimes, Mubarak on the one hand or Assad on the other hand, and we did not partner except with the Islamists. So when the first cycle came in Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, and a little bit of Syria, it was truly young people, women, minorities. We saw them on TV. But immediately after that, the Islamists, well-organized, very sophisticated, took over. The massive mistake we made was, well, we concentrated everything on those Islamists. Our advisors, both in Washington and in Brussels, told us the Islamists are an agent of reform and of revolution.
But it took Washington a long time before they decided to push Mubarak out, for example.
That time, precisely, and I mentioned in my book, as long as these were not the Islamists leading the movement and the Brotherhood were on the side, if you remember, then the advisors in the White House and other places said, let's wait and see. When the Brotherhood moved in, became in the center of Tahrir Square, then Mr. Mubarak was called to leave, which means to me that the partnership between the Brotherhood and the advisors of the administration is a long one. It's not just an ad hoc one.